A1 and 9:30 on a Monday morning, an opportunity for me to welcome in City Manager Ed Gordon and several members of the staff of the City of Bartlesville. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Charlie. How was your weekend?
It was excellent, other than I think I missed out on a little bit of sleep, but I took a nap Sunday afternoon, so I'm caught up.
Yeah, I'm still suffering from jet lag of some sort from this time, this leap in time and space forward.
Oh, okay.
I'll never make that up. A little rain yesterday.
Yes.
Of course, you
officially 6,800 at the airport.
It was a toad strangler for a minute because the ditches were full and it was running. But we need the rain this time of the year. Of course, it'll cause the pasture to green up, and we look forward to spring. And it is spring. Spring has sprung.
Yes, sir.
And Charlie, it's a great day in the city of Bartlesville. I don't think there's anybody left in the offices because I have them all up here in this. What size is this room? Here comes Rocky. He can slide right in.
Okay.
This is Captain Rocky Bevard, who's late to the meeting. But he can sit right over here behind us. There we go. Morning, Rocky.
Good morning. I was running an errand for the chief. I'm sorry.
Well, you stopped by the donut shop?
Well, no. He needed a photograph.
Okay, just a question.
IHOP hasn't opened yet, so I don't know.
For your church.
I won't comment on that image.
Charlie,
we've never seen you speechless.
I'm just all but speechless. I think we're going to have this will be a good radio program. I think it'll be informative. It's about our employees. And, Charlie,
specifically those who are in the enforcement business.
Well, they are. And, of course, we have just a little over 300 employees that make up the workforce of the city of Bartlesville. Specifically want to recognize two employees and the work that they have done. And we have, of course, this morning we have Lisa Beeman. Lisa is our community development director. I think most folks in town are. Lisa, you've been with the city for
23 years.
Mm-hmm. And she's here representing one arm of her one hat that she wears. And that would be
because she only brought one head.
She only bought, but she wears several hats. And this one is her neighborhood services.
Neighborhood
hat.
Services, yes.
And of course, you have with you Larry Silver.
Mm-hmm.
And Larry, of course, has started a second career. He's a family man. I would talk about that, but we don't have time as a family man. But we want to move to a discussion about his work in neighborhood services. And Lisa, the structure of the community development department, you have several departments in that. What are those departments that make up community development?
Well, there's planning and zoning. So we do long range and short range planning. If anybody wants to zone property for development, it comes through us. And then we have the building services, which is issuing building permits and doing inspections on any type of construction that requires permits, which could be from a storage shed to a pool to a, you know, major construction like Walmart Distribution Center. And then we have neighborhood services, which is the enforcement arm, really, for any type of code that deals with private property. So whether that's zoning or maintenance of property primarily. So that deals with things like weeds, trash, junk cars, dilapidated structures, painting your house, fixing your windows if they're broken or screens, guttering, those types of things.
And this is kind of the place where the government touches its community in a most sensitive area, because we want to respect private property rights. But on the other side of that, the neighbors that live on either side of a particular piece of property, the health, safety, well-being of their property and the value of that property is protected by neighborhood services.
Right. I used to be a government teacher long ago in a previous career, and I taught my students that everyone has their own rights, civil rights, but your right ends where it impacts someone else. And so that's where law has to come into place to govern and enforce. And so when you have a home, property maintenance actually deals with interior spaces as well, but in the city of Bartlesville, we just look at the exterior of property, unless for some reason we have an invitation or a reason to go in to do an interior inspection. But by and large, if your property is deteriorating or you're not mowing your your grass or there's a collection of junk or trash, it impacts the surrounding property values in the neighborhood, and that's why neighborhood services is so important in our community.
And these calls are worked on a case by case, that is, people mm-hmm. complain. We don't go out looking for trouble.
No, we work on a complaint basis only. And they get called in, or they're sent in by our email. We have an email on our website. You can file a complaint, and those come in. And Larry is the supervisor, and he handles and distributes those and makes sure that those inspections are done.
All right, let's bring Larry Silver into this conversation. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
He's a great guy. Larry's done a terrific job for us.
And Larry, let's back up a little bit. We have Steve Johnson in here also. Law enforcement officer. We'll recognize him in just a moment, but you started your career in law enforcement with Bartlesville.
Yes, I did. 1979.
And I have to ask, Silver, what kind of history goes with the name Silver in law enforcement?
Well, my father was a police officer here, and he retired and became the sheriff here until he passed away. My little brother was police officer here at the city of Bartlesville, and he is now the current sheriff.
So Ricky Silver,
yes,
is your brother?
Yes, he is.
I have to tell you that I've talked to him a couple of times, and he's never acknowledged that, just between the two of us. I don't think he's ever said, oh, Larry's my brother. What year did your father serve with the Bartlesville Police Department? Do you remember?
I'm not exactly sure when he hired on and when he retired. He probably retired from the police department. I maybe had been there 4 or 5 years.
Okay, and then moved on to the Sheriff's Department?
Yes.
And Larry, you began your career when, with the Bartlesville Police Department?
October 1979.
And of course, how long did you work with the Bartlesville Police Department?
A little over 20 years.
And then after you retired officially from the Police Department, Lisa Beeman hired you in Neighborhood Services?
Yes, she did.
How long has that been?
Been there with Lisa right at 16 years.
16 years in neighborhood services. And there are some similarities between the two jobs. They're enforcement of the law. I mean, both jobs entail that.
Yes.
Larry, tell us what you do on an average day in neighborhood services.
Our day can start with someone just complaining about unkept yard. It could have tall grass, trash, inoperable vehicles, a structure that's in need of repair. We also get involved with child welfare, adult protective services, when they find deplorable living conditions for their kids or the adults needing assistance. We interact with the police department quite a bit.
Now, with Diane being gone, that would certainly apply to you.
Yes, it does, as a matter of fact.
Go ahead. And so your job is to take the law, and then as the law touches that particular circumstance, you move to enforce the laws, because we are a nation and a city that are governed by laws, not just by the, you don't go at a whim and do something. You take the law and you make that application.
Yes.
And so Larry, in a typical day, how many cases do you perhaps look at in one day? Based on property address?
We may go out and respond to one property, and that property may involve the whole day. I've been on one property for a whole day, just depending upon the circumstances there. There's other times, depending on how simple and routine the matters are, we could handle 5, 10, 15 complaints in a day.
And again, this is complaint driven.
Yes, it is.
And you arrive at the property and you assess the condition of the property based on the complaint. And if it complies with the law, they're all done.
Yes.
If not, then you have to begin to work with the property owner to remediate issues on the property.
That's correct.
Well, I know it's a thankless job, Larry. That is, when you show up there, people, just like when Officer Steve Johnson pulls somebody over for speeding, they don't want to be pulled over and given a ticket for speeding, but they broke the law.
That's correct.
And these people break the law, and it's for the health and safety and the well-being of our entire community. The state and the city have adopted regulations that govern us, and it's important. Now, Larry, Lisa, Larry recently received certain recognition. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, Larry was named by the Oklahoma Code Enforcement Association the Officer of the Year for this year. It's an honor that is given every year by the State Code Enforcement Association. It's the association of all officers in cities and towns across Oklahoma that come together, and in spring conference they name one officer as Code Enforcement Officer of the Year, and Larry was chosen this year for it. And it's quite an honor, knowing how many officers there are across the state, and he was recognized for that, for many of the programs that he has helped implement in the community and things that he has done to try to make our program work well in our community. And I think one of the most important things I want to say about code enforcement, the people I think forget, is how important it is overall to the community as well as to economic development in the community. Because as we try to encourage people to live and work and start businesses in our town, they drive through and they see the community, and you know, if they go into neighborhoods that are deteriorating, where property values are falling, it's not a good sign for them. And they may not choose to come here if we don't respect and value the properties that we have and the neighborhoods we have. And so it's very important in economic development that we do everything we can to keep our community safe and clean and healthy, and for the, as you said, health, safety, and welfare of the community. So,
so people understand the job, Lisa. About how many cases a month because you have several staff members. List those staff members that you have that work in neighborhood services.
Right now we have Larry's the supervisor, and then we have Mike Wickham and Holly Anders. Sometimes we've had, you know, more officers, and then of course we're able to respond more. But Larry, how many complaints do you think we get in about a month?
We probably respond to about 225 complaints a month with the current staff that we have.
And that is the limitation, is the number of staff members we have. We can only work a certain load, and they respond, I think, probably in order of the call that came in, and work those one at a time. Of course, it has to go through a legal process, Lisa.
It does. They have to receive notice, and they have a right to a hearing.
Have a hearing officer.
Hearing officer hears both sides of the story. One day a week we have hearings, and then there's always an appeal to city council. So there is legal due process that is part of the overall system as well, as we do in most of our enforcement actions.
Larry, you received this award, I think, is well deserved.
Thank you.
For the hard work that you do. And it is a tough job.
It's a very tough job.
And do you find it... Is it tough? Is this particular job? I know there's some similarities, but is it tougher than working the streets as a police officer?
It's far more difficult.
And the reason why?
Well, the reason why at the police department, it was just a person did something and you took the action. With this job, you're treading on people's values of their property rights. You have a lot of paperwork, a lot of detail that you have to go through to process that violation, tracking down the owners of records, giving them a reasonable time frame to comply with the action, setting hearings, going out and inspecting the property, meeting with property owners, meeting with landlords, meeting with the tenants there. There's quite a bit of time that goes into a violation.
And of course, done to protect the rights of the property owners. That is, it's from onerous government.
Yes.
And that there is a process that must be followed and cannot be skipped. Well, Larry, congratulations.
Thank you.
I know Rhonda, she's proud of you. We as a city, a community, are proud of you, and thank you for the hard work that you do. And we'll investigate the other thing that you gave me earlier. All right. With that, I'm going to ask you all to swap chairs. I'm going to ask Steve to come right on over here, and we can get Rocky along with the chief. We'll kind of share this microphone. Nathan Mellon cannot be here today. The lodge president, FOP president, could not be here. I expect a written report on that.
I'm representing the FOP today.
and I can, and I'm looking at, the guys are rolling their eyes and looking around the room like, who's representing who?
Really? Nathan must be busy doing Crime Stoppers duties.
He's busy taking care of three daughters.
Oh, that would help too.
His,
okay.
his wife's not home.
All right. Well, we have Steve Johnson. Steve, congratulations.
Thank you.
You were named your FOP Officer of the Year. But let's back up and talk a little bit about the process of how this happened. Of course, you've been past Vice President.
That is correct.
Of the FOP Lodge, and know this process very, 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 very well. But I think it's a little unfair to have you introduce yourself in this also. So Rocky, I'm going to have you rather than the Chief. Tell us about how to be selected. How did this happen?
There was a vote lodged.
Introduce yourself to the
Captain radio. Rocky Bevard over patrol and operations with the Bartlesville Police Department. I'm actually Steve's boss, between him and the Chief.
Okay.
My understanding of the process is there were nominations gathered for potential officers of the year for 2015 by the FOP Lodge 117. And I think Nathan told me that there were four officers nominated. And from those four officers nominated, membership of the FOP voted for their selection officer of the year. And from those votes, Officer Steve Johnson was selected.
And it is an honor. It really is. I've attending these functions now for a number of years and understanding somewhat of the process, is it is an honor. And Steve's background is I think it's historically, as with Larry Silver, his father starting with the Bartlesville Police Department, then becoming the sheriff of Washington County, now his brother, sheriff of Washington County.
I think you have that a little bit confused.
What'd I say?
His father's the undersheriff.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm
Steve Johnson Sr.'s the undersheriff.
I'm speaking of Larry's. Did I get Larry's metaphors?
You got Larry and Steve mixed up.
I got them
up.
All mixed up.
Of course, the Silvers and the Johnsons, you know, I mean, they intermingle. They intermingle quite often, you know, in law enforcement circles in Washington.
Do
y'all want
to talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure, sure.
Sheriff Silver, Larry's dad.
Yes.
His undersheriff was Jack Johnson, Stephen's grandfather, who was a retired Bartlesville police officer.
All right, Steve, tell us a little bit about your great-grandfather. Let's start there. I mean, I think this is important. People, your family in Bartlesville law enforcement is just as a Silver family. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, my great-grandfather, Lawrence Payne, started in Bartlesville in 1941. And my grandfather, Jack Johnson, as the Chief mentioned, he started at Bartlesville and retired from Bartlesville. And then moved on to be the undersheriff at Washington County.
And what does your dad do?
My father is currently the undersheriff here in Washington County, but he also retired from Bartlesville Police Department as a lieutenant.
He was in the Bartlesville Police Department for, I think, 20
plus years.
Plus years, and then retired with Ricky.
Yeah, he was my FTO, Steve's dad. Yeah. My FTO.
Acronyms don't mean much to the public.
Field training officer.
That's one that rides around with you in the car and makes sure you're behaving.
That's right. He was my first field training officer when I got hired as a police officer in 1987.
I am Tom's FTO.
No worry.
Yes, I am.
And actually, Steven's dad started as a sleepover at the fire department when he was about 16. And they
had sleepovers at the fire department?
If a fire call came in, these young guys, kids really, they got the trucks out and ready to go, and then the firemen all showed up from home and went to the fire. That's all changed now. Sleepovers.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we've got, all right, so we're up to your grandfather, Jack, who was the undersheriff, but did he work at the Bartlesville Police Department?
Yes, he did. He retired, I believe, as a lieutenant as well.
So your dad retired as a lieutenant, your grandfather retired as a lieutenant, and both have worked in Washington County, in the Bartlesville, and then in Washington County.
That is correct.
And the roots of law enforcement in your family run deep, deep, deep. And is there anybody else in the Bartlesville Police Department that is related to you?
Yeah, my brother, Josh Johnson, he's a sergeant. And my cousin, Clifton Johnson, he's also a patrol officer.
So we're blessed, literally, and I mean that, and that to have the Johnson family immersed in the business of protecting our community. And boy, you all understand this. Now again, let's back up. How long have you been an officer at the city?
I've been employed with the city since 2008.
So you, tell us just a little bit. So you started with the Bartlesville Police Department. Tell us a little bit about your family, man.
That is
tell
correct.
Us about your family.
I have a wife and a 4-year-old son. And like I said, I started with Bartlesville in February of 2008.
Where did we hire you from?
Well, they hired me from Washington County. I was employed with the sheriff's office previously.
Yeah, we think that's a mistake to work for the Washington County Sheriff's Office. But
we need a program to figure all this out.
We do, because we kind of swap back and forth. I think we lost a former captain over to them not long back.
Yeah, Captain Owens.
Scotty Owens. And so we kind of trade back and forth.
We borrow from each other.
Each other on a regular basis. No competition. It really isn't. There is a spirit of cooperation between Washington County and the city of Bartlesville. Well, so Steve, so you started in 2008, and what do you do now specifically?
I'm assigned to a patrol division. That entails answering calls of service from citizens, whatever their complaint may be, to general patrol work such as traffic, enforcing speed and things of that nature.
And of course, I don't know there's three A, B, and C shift. What shift do you work on?
I'm currently assigned to Baker shift. It's 5:45 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay, so you're the kind of the day shift.
Yes.
Get started early in the morning and work till the middle of the afternoon, then the next shift takes over. Steve is Officer of the Year. Of course, you're keenly aware of what's going on inside our city, and specifically in your life. I hear about undersheriff and sheriff, and I see these things happening. What are your aspirations?
Well, I have no intentions on leaving the city of Bartlesville. I'm going to retire from here. Now, as far as moving to Washington County for undersheriff, that's yet to be decided. I don't know if I will stick around after 25 years or if I'll find something else to do.
I can only hope. Now, if we follow the past practice of your family, we just take the past and project it into the future. Rocky, I don't know about you, but I'm thinking I'm seeing something in the Washington County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah. Steve's got a young son too, so don't forget about the next generation.
He can be a Bartlesville police officer?
He could, I guess.
We'll look forward to having him. Back to this selection process and being chosen. Steve, in watching you with your family the other night at the banquet that we had to recognize you specifically as Officer of the Year, you seem very humbled by all that.
It is. It's very humbling to be recognized and chosen from your peers as Officer of the Year. It's a very humbling experience.
And in that bar that is set as the younger officers watch the Officer of the Year, how do you encourage the younger officers that come on board? Because you're a senior guy now. I mean, you've been around the beat for a while. How do you work with these young? Do you ever do any FTO work?
I have on occasion, but I think that the group of men and women we have at the police department now, they're all excellent people. They're very dedicated to their work. It's just a good group of people.
And inside the department itself, if you could have your dream job inside the city of Bartlesville, what job would that be?
I don't know. I would like to experience several different positions. I have no intentions on just making it somewhere and settling for that and try and get as far as I can.
So you want a broad range of experience in the department, like being a detective maybe?
Absolutely. I think the more experience people has, it makes you better versed or well-rounded in the job you try to do.
What about the chief's job?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I want to take a bite out of that or not. That's
when he retires in 25 years, I'm not letting him go.
Are you keep him around?
I'm gonna keep him around.
I see, Chief. What year were you born?
1948. Same as you, by the way.
I was born at the end of the year, though.
Well,
remember?
That's right.
I've got to ask. Larry's over in the corner, kind of leaning back here, listening. Did you ever work with Larry?
I think on occasion, just coming across him when he was out doing an inspection or something like that. He was already retired from the police department.
And by the time you get started in 2008,
mm-hmm.
I was going to ask if you had any stories to tell on him, but I can tell you probably. It would be hearsay stories.
And his grandfather.
Yeah. Well, Steve, congratulations.
Thank you.
Proud of you. I'm in the right way. Honored to have somebody that's dedicated. As you've already said, the employees, we have some of the best in Oklahoma. And our city is run, the departments and are run efficiently, effectively. And you guys make suggestions and make changes and are dynamic and quick on your feet. Before we end this, are you on any other groups besides, I know you do patrol work, but are you on any other teams besides?
I'm on the special operations team for the police department.
SOT team. Let's take, we got about 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes left. What does the SOT team do that you're on?
The SOT team's a group of people that are, we train specifically for high-risk situations, such as high-risk narcotic search warrants, active shooters, armed and barricaded, hostage-type situations. We trained twice a month to respond to those if ever need be.
Special Operations Team is what the SOT stands for. And how many people are on that?
15.
15 officers serve on the SOT team, and that's you're at a moment's notice on that.
That is correct. You're on call 24/7.
And in fact, I believe that from time to time, and we should probably talk about the reciprocity between the county and the city, but we work with each other. If there's an incident in the county, our SOT team is activated and we respond to that, and vice versa. They help us and we help them.
That is correct.
So there is this legal interface between the two departments. And it seems to work well, Chief. Is that correct?
Well, it's true. And, in this part of Oklahoma, we're the big guys up here, Bartlesville. We had an officer shot over in Tallala, and the bad guys went up to Kansas. We sent these guys to Kansas to help corral that guy.
Well, again, you guys run to where the gunfire is to protect us just from crazy people, evil, crazy people. And we appreciate the work that you do, Stephen. Larry, we appreciate the work that you do.
Thank you.
And the leadership that is provided in both departments, Lisa and Rocky and Tom and others, I'm not alone. But thank you for all that you do. Well, Charlie, that wraps up the program for the day.
Thank you very much, and thank you to all the dedicated employees and officers that are doing their job every day. Thank you
and
very much.
God bless the city of Bartlesville.
Amen.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall. This is KWON.